The following, you have to make certain that when you immerse them in the mikvah, that the water gets inside of them. Hakasher, Shebet Parkis and Shebet Kate, the knot that is made in the shoulder of an undershirt. And those days, the undershirts were opened by the shoulder. And when you put them on, you tie them by the shoulder. When you took them off, you untie the knot. Since the knot is not permanent, when you immerse the undershirt in the mikvah, you have to make sure the water gets inside the knot. So therefore, you should untie the knot before you immerse the undershirt in the mikvah. The sofesh osadet tzarech lamateach, and the upper edge of a sheet, you should stretch it out before you immerse it. And the upper edge of the sheet is folded over, and you should stretch out the fold before you immerse it in the mikvah to ensure that the water gets inside the fold. Utvila shorosh bizman she'ena chotzer. The knot in the tefillin shorosh, if that knot is not so tight that it's not a chatzitza, in such a case, the knot would not be permanent, and therefore you have to make sure the water gets inside the knot. V'shozroa v'zman shehi ola v'yoredes. And the knot in the tefillin shoyad, if that knot is not so tight that the strap goes up and down, in such a case, the knot is not permanent, and you have to ensure that the water gets inside the knot when you immerse the tefillin. U'shnitzin shosandol. And the knot in the strap of a sandal, that knot is untied and tied when you put on and take off your sandal. That knot, since it's not permanent, you have to ensure that the water gets inside the knot. Uvegadim shehit bilan mechubasim ad sheyiba beil. And clothing, that you immerse them in the mikvah, soon after they're washed and folded, and the begadim are still wet when you immerse them. As soon as the water starts bubbling, those begadim are tar. Even though the water did not get inside all the fold, the begad is still tar as soon as the water starts bubbling. As what happens when you immerse a folded begad, that the mikvah water would start bubbling. And those bubbles would act to connect the water that was previously inside the wet begad to the water of the mikvah. And once the water that was previously in the begad becomes connected to the water of the mikvah, that water would help in the tara of the begad. It would be as if it's part of the mikvah. And since begadim are wet, that wetness would be mitahir the begad, since it's connected to the mikvah through the bubble. So therefore, even though the water has not gotten into all the folds in the begad would be tar, since you immersed it while it's still wet. Hitzvilan neguvim, achi v'abeu v'yanuchu mevabuah. But if you immerse a folded begad when it's dry, in such a case, it would only be tar after the water starts bubbling and then stops bubbling. As only until then would the water get inside all the folds and the begad be completely immersed in the water. But if the water is still bubbling, then we cannot be sure that the water has gotten into all the folds. So therefore, you have to hold the begad in the water until it stops bubbling. Once it stops bubbling, then you can be assured that the begad has been completely immersed in the water. All handles of utensils that are too long, and you're eventually going to cut off part of the handle. Matbilon ad malkom hamida. When you immerse this kli in the mikvah, you don't have to immerse the entire handle in the mikvah. You only have to immerse the part of the handle that's necessary for the kli. The rest of the handle will eventually be cut off, does not have to be immersed together with the kli. And that rest of the handle that you're going to cut off is also not considered a chatzitza. The Mefarshim explain, because base hastarim is not a chatzitza. Just like we find by a person that the inside of a person does not have to be immersed in the mikvah, meaning to say, you don't have to let the water get inside your mouth. Your mouth can be closed when you are immersed in the mikvah. So too, anything that the inside of a kli also does not have to be immersed in the mikvah, meaning the water does not have to get to the inside of the kli. So therefore, even though you're eventually going to cut off part of the handle, that's not considered a chatzitza to the rest of the handle. That's considered base hastarim and base hastarim. Does not have to be immersed. Rabbi Huda Omer, Achiyat Bo is Kula. Rabbi Huda says that you have to immerse the entire handle of the kli in the mikvah, even though you're eventually going to cut off part of the handle. Since you haven't cut it off yet, the entire handle has to be immersed along with the kli. Shalshalat li gada arba tfachim. B'shalkatan asar. A large bucket requires a chain up to 4 tfachim. And a small bucket requires a chain up to 10 tfachim. As a large bucket is more difficult to handle, so you need a smaller chain, so you have better control of the bucket. While a smaller bucket, which is easier to handle, a longer chain is also possible, and you'll still be able to control the bucket. matbilah and admakum hamida. When you immerse the small or large bucket in the mikvah, you don't have to immerse the entire chain. If the chain is longer than 10 tefachim for a small bucket, or longer than 4 tefachim for a large bucket, you don't have to immerse the entire chain. You only have to immerse 4 tefachim for a big bucket and 10 tefachim of the chain for a small bucket. The rest of the chain, since it's not necessary, is not considered part of the kli, and therefore does not have to be immersed in the mikvah along with the bucket. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says that you have to immerse entirely. Meaning to say, Rabbi Tarfon agrees with the Tanna Kamma that only 4 or 10 tefachim of the chain has to be immersed in the mikvah. But Rabbi Tarfon holds that if the 4 or 10 tefachim end the middle of one of the links in the chain, that entire link has to be immersed. And the Tanna Kamma holds that even if the 4 or 10 tefachim end the middle of that link, that's all you need to immerse. You wouldn't have to immerse the entire link. And Rabbi Tarfon argues, Rabbi Tarfon says, the entire link has to be immersed. Hachevel shu kasher bekupa. Ein achibur ele imkein tofer. A rope that is tied to a basket is not considered connected to the basket unless you sew the rope to the basket. As if it's only tied to the basket, it's not considered part of the kli, it's not considered part of the basket, so if the basket becomes tame, the rope would not become tame along with it, and vice versa would also be true. If the rope becomes tame, the basket would not become tame along with it. As just to tie it to the basket would not be considered a connection. Only if you sew it to the basket would it be considered connected to the basket and part of the kli. And therefore, if you sew it to the basket, if the basket becomes tame, the rope would become tame along with it.